You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hello and welcome along to the Student Radio Association show on N Radio. I'm Scott Hasty, the SRA's music officer, and this time last year, I was panicking. I was biting my nails, I was fidgeting, I was rolling around restless at night. If you're suffering similar symptoms, you're probably suffering from SRA awarditis. That's right, it'll soon be time the deadline slams shut for this year's Student Radio Awards 2016, supported by BBC Radio 1 and Global. Last year, I applied for 3 awards. One of my entries, producing my station's entry, got bronze. I was also put forward for the prestigious Kevin Greening Award with another entry. And if I can do it, so can you. If you're working in student radio, this is your time to shine. Even entering opens up so many opportunities to network with industry professionals and also let industry professionals hear your work. On this show, I'll play you clips of past speakers, winners, and groups out there who can give you tips on your demos and about being good presenters. First of all, let's hear from Steve Lamack, Scott Mills, Jamila Jamil, and Paul Robinson about why the SRA rocks.
Hi, I'm Steve Lamack from Six Music, the Student Radio Awards, which I've been involved with since the very first one, which we ran courtesy of Radio 1 at ULOOP many years ago. Has grown into, I think, it's the breeding ground, really, for a lot of new radio talent. It wasn't in the early days, but now I think because it's become something which is respected around the industry to the point where I think a lot of people who run radio stations are looking for somewhere to find the next big creative forces from. People who are able as presenters but great producers as well. This is where they come to see who's the future of radio, and I think that's absolutely fabulous. But on a personal level, I think it's really good because particularly the category I judged this year, the Best Specialist Award, had so much music in it that you won't hear anywhere else on radio. And if student radio can play songs to people that aren't getting played anywhere else, then it's doing an amazing job. It's basically the new pirate radio in a way, and I think it should be encouraged at every turn.
Hello, I'm Jamila Jamil.
I'm Scott Warren.
And presented the award for the best student radio chart.
I think student radio is because people like Radio 1 do look to student radio for talent. And it's important to turn up for your show, do it well, and just do all your ideas and be really creative because you're allowed to.
And also you have no idea who might be listening, who's
exactly
important.
Yeah. So it was really nice to present the Chart Show Award tonight, and one day they might take our jobs.
So just being on stage to present the Best OB or Event Award, the very first award of the 2013 Student Radio Awards, to a very excited Leeds University Radio. I think the entire station turned up, about 15 people. Really great. What's so fantastic about these awards is, the atmosphere, but also you've got a bunch of people here who really want to be in the business, who are actually working for free as part of their courses and everything else they do on university stations up and down the country, doing amazing things and want to be in the business. They're all hanging around the Radio 1 table, the Global table, because they want to get a job one day. And it gives me huge confidence for the future of our industry that there's so many young people who are talented who want to be in the business. It's fantastic.
We move on now to hear from Bauer presenters, two of which came from student radio as well as big bosses at Bauer stations. They gave us tips on being a good presenter. We'll then hear from old judges about what impressed them in previous years, as well as hearing about making memorable links in your presenting. If you're after inspiration or tips for your SRA entries, listen up now.
I'm Olivia Jones from the Bauer City 3 Network, and if you want to be a good radio presenter, I think you need to have a varied lifestyle. I think you need to be interested in stuff outside of radio. I think you need to have interest in, things that you're genuinely passionate about. And also, if you want to be a good radio presenter, you need to be relevant to your audience. You need to think about what's going on in their lives more than just talking about your own life.
Hi, my name's George Godfrey. I am a presenter at Absolute Radio. My top tips for you being a good presenter: always be yourself. By all means, take inspiration from other people, but you ultimately have to sell you. Always be passionate about the music, otherwise what's the point? And just have a laugh. You're talking to your mates. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever speak down at a listener. Just pretend you're sat in the pub with them over a pint, just having a chat.
Hi, I'm Maxwell Smalley, content controller at Bower City 3 / The Hits. And if you really want to be a good radio presenter, I think the key is to figure out who you are. Don't try and copy, you know, if you want to be a music presenter, don't copy Zane Lowe, don't copy Annie Mack. Find that one thing that makes you you. If you try and be you and figure out what makes you amazing, you know, you'll have a much easier career in radio, because people like who coach people like me can won't change you too much, because you're just being you, and you need to find what the you on the radio is. So don't copy other people. That's the most important thing. Don't try and pretend you're on Radio 1. Don't try and pretend you're on Radio X. You know, if you want to be a Capital jock, don't listen to Capital and think, okay, I'll do it just like that. You know, figure out what Capital's missing and put your own spin on it. That's my top tip.
I'm Mike Cass. I'm the network content director and talent development director for Bower City Network. And the secret of being a good presenter is just as easy as being yourself. Talk to your friends and then be like that on the radio. Don't pretend to be something that you're not. Be genuine, be passionate, don't lie, and remember what your mum said: if you've nothing nice to say, don't say anything.
The Student Radio Awards are one of the biggest events in the SRA calendar, and when there's an opportunity to find out how to win an award, everyone jumps at the chance. Judging coordinators Mark and Tim took a look at how to win some of the award categories, and I asked them what it's like judging all the entries.
Oh, it's really difficult, actually. I mean, the standard of judges that we get, the standard of entries that we get are really, really strong. And like, I assume when I first did this that it'd be kind of a sorting the wheat from the chaff kind of thing. Actually, almost every entry is of a really high quality, so it's just a case of really narrowing it down to the best of the best. It really is fantastic, but it's very difficult.
And what would you say is the kind of the key ingredient for a good winning entry?
I think you've basically got to choose your best bits, really. That's the thing. You're showcasing what you've done over the last year. And it's not just, I think, as we found when we were at Student Radio the last few weeks leading up to the deadline. It's what you've done all year. So you've really got to keep an ear out all year round for your best bits, whether that's a particular link, or maybe it's an OB you've done, or something you've done for your students' union that has just been outstanding and you've gone, wow, that's great. Just, I don't know, write it down somewhere. And at the end of the year, go back to your notes and go, oh, yes, in January I did this really good link. Pop that in your entry.
What would you say is the most common mistake in an entry?
Not concentrating on the written entry as much as the audio. So you spend hours and hours on your audio, and then you submit a written entry that you haven't spell checked, you haven't checked it makes sense, or it doesn't really talk about you and the process you went through. I think that's what I'd say. Tim?
I think as well it's reading the criteria. So reading what actually you need to enter, because if it's asking for certain things, certain criteria, and you don't showcase them, then I guess the judges can't judge it the way they judge other categories. If you've got two entries that sound about the same, and somebody's done what they were told to and somebody didn't really, they're going to go with the person that has ticked all the boxes.
I am now joined by Ben Burrell and Adam Wilburn, who are talking a bit about making the perfect link for radio.
As if we'd be so bold to say that. Sort of.
It's fair to say there was a really warm reception here. Somebody even handed you a demo. Somebody handed you a demo to look at.
Yeah, with a drumstick lolly. I mean, what more do you want? A demo and a drumstick?
And a bribe. That's
the dream.
One of the things you did put on your talk when you were writing about it was how to deliver the perfect link in 20 seconds. So, in 20 seconds, what is the most important thing for making a good link?
Be memorable.
I think know who you're talking to is the really key thing. I think you can make the best link that you possibly could imagine, but if you're targeting it at the wrong audience and the wrong people are listening, it will completely fly over their heads. So be memorable, know who you're talking to, and get over and done with quickly so you don't stumble like this.
One of the big things that you touched upon a lot was using everyday observations to build interesting links for story arcs over numerous shows. With that in mind, do you think there's a particular type of person who thrives with coming up with good links, then somebody who does take notes on a daily basis?
Yeah, I think you were saying earlier, I know we both did this, Adam puts notes on his phone, so anything that he's seen, anything that he's encountered, something someone said to him, usually on a night out or something like that, he puts in a note on his phone. I email myself, so I literally sit down on a Monday and I search in my emails idea, because all my subject headings for ideas are obviously idea. And we played a clip earlier of me, so we went to see a musical, and I did a little bit of content around that by getting callers on, and that just started from me sat literally in the auditorium watching the musical, emailing myself musicals, why do they sing about everything they do, and it sort of went from there.
But I think
if you're not naturally inclined to do that, don't rule yourself out. I think you can very easily. I sort of had to train myself. Of you know, you get to that stage after a few weeks of being on air to be being there saying, what do I talk about? Whereas once you've learned to just make a note of everything that happens in your life, as dull as it can be. Just the other day, I heard one of our breakfast shows do an entire link that made me genuinely laugh out loud about self-service checkouts and carrier bag chargers. One of the dullest conversation topics possibly ever. But if you can bring that to life, bring your personality to that and relate it to your audience, then you can really talk about pretty much anything. And I think you just have to learn to train yourself to be like that and to really bring that content to life. And it's just, as we proved with our shambolic presentation of a link about trains on our way here, it's just trial and error, mostly error, but you'll get there in the end, hopefully.
An important part, which you mentioned a lot about bringing your links to life, was finding new ways to tell the story, not just telling them on air.
Yeah, certainly. I think the easy route that a lot of students will do is that something funny will happen to them and they will tell it on air. And as much as that is very entertaining, it's not necessarily going to make you stand out, A, on student radio, B, when it comes to student radio award entries, and C, certainly, first and foremost, when it comes to putting together demos to get you a job in radio. I think if you can take that concept, take that idea of something funny happening or a story that you want to tell, and as we showed, take it in a different direction and really utilise it to, as you say, maybe make a story arc, or maybe bring it to a wider audience in terms of video form, then that is how you make yourself stand out the most.
Yeah, I think we mentioned in the talk just about adding colour to everything. So even if it's, as Adam says, the most boring thing ever, just putting a little bit of colour on it. Even if you're doing a chart show, you know, talking about where songs have charted that particular week, even if you look up where that song's charted in, you know, the Philippines or something ridiculous like that, just adding a little bit of nice colour to a link is really helpful, I think, in terms of improving you as a presenter and the show and the content.
And it can even be boiled down to something as simple as selling a song. I think people will get caught up sometimes saying the exact same thing every time they play a song. Oh, they're going to be at the Students' Union in 3 weeks' time, or they were great when I saw them on TV recently. As Ben said, if you can do something a bit left field that people may not think of, for example, we've got the Alan Walker song currently playing on Free Radio. He's Norwegian. Not a great deal you can say about that. So I just start talking about how he is quite possibly the best thing to come from Norway since, and then naming Norwegian inventions, such as the cheese slicer.
Oh, really?
The alternative to the cheese knife. Yes, so as you say,
factual things.
Yes, there you go. You're learning stuff as well. As you see, you know, you can just try and do something different and alternative, and that really will hopefully make you stand out and make you, as we have gone back to time and time again in this last hour, make your content more memorable.
One of our proudest success stories here at the SRA is Ben Shepherd, who started off in student radio before being given drive time on Capital FM in Wales. You can hear his story now and how you too can achieve a proper job from student radio.
Hey, it's Tom and Claire from Capital East Midlands Drive Time, joined in the studio by Mr. Ben Shepherd, the new host of Capital Drive Time in North West and North Wales.
So 6 months ago, we were in your position, just left uni and started out on Capital East Midlands on the weekends. How excited are you now to be still at uni and joining the Capital team?
It is a little bit crazy, but I'm literally so, so excited. There's not a moment in a day, I don't think, that I think about this new show. It is incredible, and I'm just so happy to have been given the opportunity to do it.
So you're launching a brand new station, you're going to be on the drive show. Is that a little bit daunting, or is it just excitement?
Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit daunting as well. I mean, I've only done cover before on Capital South Wales. I've been doing that for a few months, but to get something that is so solid, and you will be doing this every day, it's amazing. I can't have thought of a better job. It's literally one of my dream gigs.
How did you react when you found out, when you got told?
It was a little bit weird, because I got told that I was going to hear within a week, and I actually heard the next day.
Wow.
So I was in the library writing a uni essay.
Brilliant.
Yeah, literally it. And I got the phone call, and because I was like, oh, no one's allowed to know. I like picked up my phone and ran out of uni, answered it, and sort of stopped dead when they sort of offered it to me. I was like, yes? Is this a joke? No, but it was amazing. I couldn't believe it. And then I proceeded to ring my mum, who screamed a lot down the phone.
We're really, really pleased for you. So you're at Nottingham Trent University. Of course, the station is Fly FM. It's where we came from. Tell us a bit about what you did at Fly.
So in first year, I did absolutely nothing. I was a bit lazy. Played a bit of sport, but that was it. And then in second year, I joined, took over Tom's role of head of music. Had great fun doing that. My second year at Fly, my third year at uni, I was deputy station manager. So that's this year, I suppose. And that's just helping out everyone out with everything. But it was as I was trying to get in as well. So I didn't do quite as much as I did do in second year. But I still tried to do, I love the station, so I still tried to do as much as I could.
So you had a little bit of success at the Student Radio Awards during your time at Fly, winning Best Newcomer at the last awards in London. How did that kind of help you to get where you are now?
It has helped a lot. It gets your name up in the list in a lot of people's minds, and it sort of gets you some face time with people as well. I mean, before I won Newcomer, I did know that I was doing some overnights on Capital South Wales, but the nomination even helped to get them, and it just gets you noticed. It gets you sort of pushed up the scale. It's incredible, and for anyone thinking of entering, you've got to do it.
What advice would you give to people who are just starting out in student radio then, or who've been at student radio for a while and just wants to get themselves noticed?
Just send your stuff, put some stuff together, get it ready and send it out. If you're a bit nervous about it, send it around the station, send it to a few of your mates. At the end of the day, they're just listeners like anyone else is, so send it to them, get some feedback from them, edit it accordingly, and then send it to the big guys. Why not? You might as well give it a go. It's all you need to do is get your name known. Once your name's known, someone might say your name to someone else and they might be a gig and they'll be like, oh, he's all right, let's put him on. So it's just getting yourself known, literally. That's all it is.
Some people might be listening to this thinking, oh, he's literally just finishing uni and going straight into a drive time show. I take it it's not that simple. You've sent it to lots of people who have sent it back, and it's a lot sort of a slower process, isn't it?
Yeah, it has been a long, slow process, and at some points I've been like, oh, I'm never going to get anything. Maybe I shouldn't do radio. Maybe I should go back to Wales and work on a farm or something. But it is so rewarding as well. I've said before that networking is key. I've trained since summer. I'm going around meeting people, staying in stupid hotels. Great fun. And that's part of radio, I think. And getting in that way is part of radio. So it's not easy. But I think if you hold out and you impress the right people and you do the right things, then I think eventually something will give.
Hopefully you'll have inspiration now for your entries. But don't worry, we've still got more people to hear from. Big boss of Radio 1, Rhys Hughes, and head of Orion Media, David Lloyd, are both really knowledgeable people to hear from about student radio. Here's what they look for in a presenter and also other roles within radio.
You are listening to a Student Radio Association podcast.
Hi, I'm Rhys Hughes, and I'm head of programmes at Radio 1 and 1 Extra, so technically I'm in charge of all the bits in between the records.
Rhys, yeah. What are you looking for in a presenter?
I think there are four things that we're looking for in a presenter. The first thing is a passion for music, be it specialist or mainstream, that's hugely important. The second thing is the ability to tell good stories, and I talked a lot about Sarah Cox and Scott Mills as two examples of great storytellers. And the third thing is around being aspirational, but also being attainable. So people like the fact that a presenter may be at an exclusive Kanye Coco gig in London and can talk about that, but also that they're accessible and attainable in that. So presenters make the same mistakes as we all do when they go to the supermarket and forget things. And then the fourth thing that's really crucial is to be yourself.
And on that subject, you were saying in the talk how you don't like people pretending to be other people.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of student radio demos over the years of people trying to be Giles Peterson, or trying to be Zane Lowe, or trying to be Annie Mack, or trying to be Chris Moyles, and that's frustrating. I think you've got to just be yourself and find your own voice.
I'm going to ask you a question that Clara asked you in the talk. It was, are you the best person to get a demo to?
Probably, yes, but like I say, I had my editor team also do all the piloting, and so what I tend to do is listen to the demos, and if I like them, I'll pass them on to the editors and get their opinions as well.
There's a first year to set themselves in good stead when they graduate.
Get their degree is the first thing I'd say. Stay on and get your degree, but try and get as many presenting miles as you can, be it student radio, being it local commercial radio, being it local BBC radio. You know, get as many air miles behind the microphone as you can, really. That's important.
I've been asked to talk to you about multi-platform and the transition of people from television to radio. Do you think that's a thing that will continue to happen, is that people move from presenting television into presenting radio?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, just got to look at sort of, you know, the YouTubers and, you know, as I said earlier, the kind of the egalitarian nature of the technology now is that you can set up and present, you know, and produce your own YouTube channel and produce your own content pretty cheaply now compared to sort of in the past. So yeah, I think it's I think there's movement, there's free movement from the internet to radio to television and back again. You know, I think it's a multi-platform approach is the way forward now, and it's also, you know, taking into account how it works on social media. You know, with, you know, with Twitter and Facebook and Snapchat and Instagram and all that stuff.
To hear more,
go to studentradio.org.uk.
Hello, I'm David Lloyd in Cardiff at the Student Radio Conference. I know it feels sometimes that it's really difficult to get into the radio industry, but we often think it's difficult to get the right people to work in our industry, and we have jobs that no one applies for, or the standard is very low. And I think what's important is perhaps to look around the breadth of the industry, whether you're applying to the commercial sector or the BBC, to really consider the many areas, the many different jobs that actually are there that you might actually be able to channel your skills to. So you might be a presenter, but you might not be the best presenter, so you may get overlooked and you may never be a presenter, but you might be an excellent producer. You might be able to get the very best out of someone else, and that's a great job, pays very well, very fulfilling, and you could be working on one of the top breakfast shows. So work out what skills you have and where can they be channeled. And I think if you apply for a less traditional job, you're far more likely to get through the door more quickly, and if you get through the door, that's half the battle.
If you're looking for help and feedback on demos, you may consider going online and looking up the Pips, who specialise in demo feedback. You can hear more about their site now.
My name's Gavin, and I'm from a company called The Pips, which basically helps people get into radio.
And what exactly do you do to help people in that respect?
Basically, I worked in a biscuit factory for 7 years. And for six of those 7 years, I wanted to get into radio, and I managed it. And my philosophy, if you like, is if I can get from a hospital, from a biscuit factory driving a forklift and wearing a hairnet to a breakfast show and a radio station, and winning Best Newcomer to GCAP Media, which is now global, then pretty much anybody can do it. I didn't go to university, I didn't do any radio conferences, and everything I learned on my journey into radio is passed on through the Pips. All the advice and help, we do coaching, demo critiques, it's all, we basically point out the basic pitfalls of and the mistakes that people make when they first get into radio. I would dare say there's a few. Number one is possibly trying to be somebody else.
Yes.
We're all individuals. So if you can bring yourself onto the radio, you will automatically be different from everybody else. So that's something that we coach and something that we train into people about, just being yourself. I think also as well, there's an awful lot of effort that goes into professional radio. There's an awful lot of thought and planning that goes into it. That it's easy to listen to radio and think that the person's walked in and says the first thing that comes into their mind.
Yeah.
Where really, it's not that. It's not that easy. If it was, everybody would be doing it. It's literally standing out and doing more to stand out, because there's hundreds and possibly thousands of people who want a professional presenting show on a radio station. So we coach people and we go to radio stations and say, look, you have to do more to stand out, and basically work to the mentality that OK is not a good enough standard in radio, it has to be better.
Yeah.
It's the Pipsco UK. It's our website, but without the dots. And basically on Twitter, there is a hoard of information from radio professionals. We send out advice. We've got Greg James, we've got Scott Mills, we've got Tim Westwood on the Pips, we've got Jeff Lloyd from Absolute Radio on there. We've got advice from Paul Sylvester, the head of presentation at Absolute Radio, offering demo advice. We've got programmers like Dick Stone, James Walsh from Kerrang, all offering demo help and advice and telling you what they look for in a demo as well. So if you look at the pips.co.uk, there is an absolute wealth of advice that helps you get an insight to what radio is expecting of you to make a difference, to stand out.
One other thing open this year to help you with your demo is Global Soundcheck. Producer of the Big Top 40 show, Greg Hughes, tells us all about it right now.
So it's a brand new platform from Global, which is Capital's parent company, that lets students and anyone that's a member of a SRA-affiliated radio station submit their audio, and it goes to people working at Global, whether that's producers or presenters, but people in the industry, to get kind of one-on-one feedback, because we really want to develop the next generation of talent, and we think that it's really important that when you are working in student radio, which is such an exciting platform to be on, and it's such an amazing opportunity to learn your trade as a broadcaster, that you kind of get guided and coached along the right way and make sure that the stuff you're doing, if you want to pursue this as a career, is on the right track.
That's all we have time for on the Student Radio Association show on N Radio. I know what you're going through right now. It's difficult, but get through it because it's so worth it. Good luck, and I'll see you at the awards later this year. Bye for now.
To hear more, go to studentradio.org.uk.